near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences can be explained with the yogic model of the self. The normal living condition is that the soul, along with the mind, are present in the body. When there is any traumatic event, in some cases, the soul and the mind get separated from the body. And when the soul and the mind are separated from the body, the soul is the source of consciousness. So normally, the soul perceives through the mind, through the body, through the senses of the body. So for example, when we see with our eyes, we hear with our ears. But actually, it is not the eyes and the ears that are hearing. I mean, dead people have eyes and ears. They don't see or hear. And even we ourselves, we have eyes and ears, but if we are absent-minded, we don't hear. We don't see. So, when actually perception happens, there are three factors involved. There are the senses, there's the perception of the senses, there is the attention of the mind, and there is the cognition or the consciousness of the soul. When all three are in one line, that is when this perception happens. We see what is happening. We see or hear. Now, in the case of out-of-body experiences, this last or outermost agent in perception, that is the senses, and from the data from the senses comes to the brain, that is no longer involved. The soul perceives through the mind, as we say, through the mind's eye. So the soul is the conscious being. And in normal conditions, the soul perceives through the body. But in special conditions, as an out-of-body experience, the soul perceives directly through the mind without the body. So, for example, say if we have a security window or a security monitor in our house, then if some guest comes in our house, we look at the window. And that's when we see who is at the door. But if that security monitor is spoiled for some reason, then we can ourselves still see by peering outside of the window or looking out through the door. So that mechanism of looking through the security window, a security monitor, that is actually simply a technological mechanism which facilitates perception. But that is not the essence of perception. It is not the security monitor that is seeing. Similarly, the eyes and the brain, they are the mechanism that facilitate perception for the soul. It is not that the eyes and the mind are seeing, eyes and the brain are seeing. So in out-of-body experiences, when the eyes are closed, when the brain is unconscious, when the brain is no longer channeling any conscious, the brain is shut down. That time, it is the soul that is perceiving through the mind. And this means that actually, the consciousness is coming from the soul through the mind to the body and outside. And this model also explains another extraordinary phenomena called as mind sight or near-death experiences among the blind, which has been described by Kenneth Ring and Sharon Cooper in their book. So, Vicky Umepeg was a subject who had no vision throughout her life. And yet, during her two near-death experiences, that was the only time she saw herself and saw the world around her. How? That is because she as a soul had the capacity to see. But that capacity to see was blocked by the damage to her brain, which had blocked her vision. But during the out-of-body experiences, when the damage was removed, then she could see. So the near-death experiences and the out-of-body experiences are not of people being out of their mind. They are experiences that prompt all of us to raise our consciousness, to open our minds, to explore the non-material where we actually belong.